Commissioners Court Workshop for Wednesday, August 5th, 2026, at 1:30 p.m. begins here.
All right, we're kind of, we've already prayed. Miss Jody, you want to pray? You want to pray?
No, we don't.
Flags, so we will just kind of jump on in on the workshop. This is a notice of meeting Commissioners Court on Workshop, 5th day of August, 2026, at 1:30. And today, we will continue our great discussions on budget.
Okay, Dylan, I was asked earlier to look at a 2% raise, which you will see all of that as opposed to a 3%. The cost savings would be $56,000 to the general fund, over $174,000, so $56,000, it'll be about $130,000. I was also asked to see if, to get under or at 3.5 cents. So at 3.5 cents, that'll bring in 6.5 million based on what we so far have with a 3% raise in that budget. You can take the 56 off in your head. It would leave us at a 229,628 deficit. At a 3.78 cents, it would leave us at a 160,500 deficit. Based on the 3%, based on what we talked about yesterday, with 3% raises, CERT pay, the increase to the fire department, library part-time to full-time, the increases to health, dental, and life, and the increases to the sheriff's software, and the small increase to his capital purchase. That's all included in.
And that was not me, and I don't know who
wanted. It doesn't matter who.
Well, it does matter if we're discussing budget.
And so I provided the information.
But apparently it came from somebody up here, so I need to understand why. 3%, everything was there yesterday. I mean.
Because we're trying to cut and do and slow the face down. I was going to do that, you need that.
Well, and I'm going to argue the fact on the 3%. You know, listen, every one of these out here, people, I haven't in 11 and a half years, every time that we've done budget, this is my 11th budget. Yes. I have never once until this year, had anybody ever say anything about a pay raise for a county employee. Ever. I've never come back and said, maybe I'll. No, I just lied. So, same car. 1 year. He didn't think we all even be having a salary. He didn't think we even all have a salary. He thinks it's all be volunteers. But it's not. And when, like I said yesterday, when groceries are double what they were 2 years ago, gasoline's double from what it was last year. You know, cost of living is bad. And I know it's bad for taxpayers too. You know, but the majority of those people they're getting pay raises in their jobs. But, you know, for five years, the elected officials went through here and didn't have a single pay raise, and we gave employees a pay raise every year. Every month, well, except for 1 year. We cut. We didn't get a pay raise, and we actually cut positions. But the employees were making as much as the county elected officials that had every 4 years spend. Jody, how much do you spend on your election this year?
We're not talking about that.
A ton. 12 years ago when I ran, 12 and a half years ago when I was running, just my signs alone, $5,000. $5,000. And I bet they're triple that, and I bet they're $15,000 out of countywide election. I mean, it's just, and that's what we're here for, Toby. I mean,
we're working to try to get the deficit down.
Sure.
Correct.
But like I said yesterday, we could do away with the ball field, we could do away with the hub, we can do away with the library, we can dump the airport, and give that to the city, so we're not paying for it anymore. We could cut like you couldn't believe, and that's what Mark and John Rowley told me. Man, we could cut some stuff and shake you up. Yeah. We could cut Ricky in half. We could say, yeah, we're going to do this.
Easy.
Oh, but I'm just
I'm sorry. I don't have a heart attack.
But this is the...
Well, I'll tell you, y'all have the thirds, and we ship you on the coop.
Yeah, but I mean, really true, we could cut a lot of stuff that we, you know, we were talking about wants and needs yesterday. Folks, half the stuff we pay for right now, wants, I'm sorry. If you really get down to it, it's, you know, we like the hub. We don't like to have the hub down there and feed old people. Well, you know, that's a service.
It's getting a little weird.
I'm just saying.
You're sitting there and you're telling that. Yeah, we can get, yeah. The hub is one of the best things we've done here.
Everybody agrees. I'm not saying it's not.
Throw that, your experience, what you have on whether people talk to you about us voting ourselves raises, that's your position. You gotta learn. You can respect the rest of our positions too, that we might see it a little differently. Okay. That's the only thing we're saying.
Yes.
And what we're trying to say is, I mean, everybody's got different perspective. I mean, if you look, let me ask a question real quick. Brooke, when we came in, remember how much we were making? Our salary when we came in our first year?
Not right off the top of my head.
Okay.
Sorry.
First, do you remember?
It was 56-1.
Okay. And it got moved up by the previous commissioner's court to 52, from 52-1 to 56-1. Next year it went to 62-1. Next year it went to 66-1. And now it's at 68. Overall, 4 or 5 years is a 35% increase. I mean, exactly what I'm trying to say, at some point in time, and I get what you're saying has happened.
We had to catch up.
Exactly, and that's what we've been doing. We're not cutting anything. Nobody has been, but just the word you use, I'm just saying.
No.
You just used cut.
You used the word cut.
I'm trying to get there.
I said, if we really wanted to save taxpayer dollars, I mean, really, truly, like I said, half of them do. I'm not saying to do that. I'm just saying, if you really wanted to cut it, man, we can cut it. I don't want to do that.
We're on the same page. Nobody's talking about cutting. We're talking about slowing the growth.
How many would be happy with a 2% raise?
All right, let's ask you one. All the county employees, 2 or 3?
Well, most of these.
Or zero.
I mean, first of all, we got people don't know how much they make when we start. So is it not fair to have a baseline and know what we're doing and why we're making the decision we made?
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's the only thing I'm saying. It's like, because I'm saying, it's just at some point in time, I'm voting yay for a budget that's giving me that kind of, that pay increase over 4 years. It looks a little bit, it's tough. And when we're sitting in this seat and we're the one that make the decision. Now, I know you're going to have an opinion on that, Tarek Ferris. I'm saying, we're the ones that...
If you don't want the race, don't take it. No,
you don't understand the fact that I still have a decision to make on the overall budget.
I know you do, Smith. I do know that. You make it very clear to us.
Exactly. That's just the way it is.
But I'm telling you, you're always saying, cut the elected officials, cut it. If you don't want it, I'm out of it.
Easy.
I just told you what the increase has been over 4 years. That's what it is. You can argue that all you want. From 52
I'm not always arguing for employees' raises. Yes, I am.
But it also wasn't where it should have been.
I'm not against employee raises.
But we are catching. We have caught up. We have caught up. The 35% over 4 years, 5 years is a catch up. I'd say that's pretty much caught up.
Compared to what?
Yeah.
Well, y'all tell me.
Asking. You're the one.
35. I'm not going to step off in this.
Hold on.
I'm looking at kind of our different appraisers.
Right.
And I mean, I can't get anybody to come work for my office less than $18.50 an hour, honestly.
Okay.
Just entry level, no experience. Now, you go someone that's licensed and has their RPA and their CPA, then I mean, it's $60,000 is what it is.
Right. Okay. What I'm trying to, one of the points I'm trying to, and I know everybody, I'll be fine on all this, but the point I'm trying to make is less than a month ago, when we sit inside this courtroom and have all the different elected officials, we're talking about groundwater, and everybody was willing, I'll forego that. I'll forego the pay raises for the employees. And I'm like, now all of a sudden we changed. Because everything's changed. And I'm just saying, at some point in time, we tried, we just do what?
I changed daily.
And that's, you can, make that a feather in your hat.
Well, I mean, but really, truly, you go home and you think about things and you sit there and lay, yeah, I've changed my mind a bunch. I've argued somebody going, you know, they're right. They're right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. I'm just making the point about what we tried to do.
So. And I'm
listening to that right there, and we got a deficit.
Yeah.
And if we don't cut, okay, you want to talk about cutting? You got a secretary that you want to cut her?
Yeah.
Y'all heard it. That is safe as 40,000?
I think the judge just said that we cut the ball field.
You
cut the ball
field.
We can have a conversation and say a ball field. You can talk to all people about that as well. And then what else are we going to cut? You can go talk to people about that. And when it happens, you're going to make those assertions in this courtroom. That's wrong, Scott.
No, I said you can't.
You can't. That's what you said. We can do it.
You can do it. You got the power to do it.
Are you aware?
No, we're not going to do it.
We're aware. But nobody's talking about cutting it.
No, I'm talking about it. Whenever the cost of living goes up and you don't do it, that's basically cutting. I'm sorry. You can sit there. It's 2.7. What did you say it was, Mark? 2.7 on the
inflation.
So whenever you don't give up the cost of living.
2.7 on inflation. What was the inflation back in 22?
I don't know.
18%.
Well, we should.
Yeah, so actually, inflation's come down. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
we got to catch up. We got to catch up. We're going to get 20.
I mean, we're going to argue this stuff. Man, happy hunting, right?
Huh?
There you go. All I'll say, and it goes to what I'll try to say calmly. I know that the five of y'all up there, because you're the ones that have to sign the tax rate and what the budget's going to be, that's y'all's names on there. But hopefully you knew that when you took the job, that's your decision. But your decision, because you don't want to raise as an elected official, or you don't want to answer to your constituents on why you gave yourself a raise, you're also voting on all the other elected officials. It's not our choice, that's your choice.
Right, and that's part of being in a leadership position. I knew that job. I knew
it
that
is.
I took this job as well.
But you can't, punish everybody else because you're
not. I'm not punishing.
But you are.
No, I'm not. I'm making an assertion about slowing the growth on something. And if I'm in this leadership position, I knew I was going to get that when I came here too as well. I didn't automatically, when I come in, said I'm just going to be able to really
nail it. And not all of us have retirements from other entities, that jobs that we've had either.
Understood. Don't blame me for that.
Let me say this.
I'm just saying you need to take that into consideration.
Conversations. It's your turn and your turn to say something. I'm going to do it.
I'm for the 3% for the employees.
Thank you.
Employees.
How much would this say we take our 3% off?
It's 30,000.
It's 30,000.
For all elected officials.
You trade those to us for? I mean, I'm not speaking October. I mean, I don't know.
It doesn't help the general fund because you guys have your own fund balances. We do not.
And then it looks like you can walk around packing stuff on the back. Look, I didn't take my money.
I didn't take my 30.
I know, you let everybody know about that all too. Packing stuff on the back. So that's what I did.
I didn't let anybody know that until just now.
What?
Let's stick to the facts. Let's quit arguing an opinion.
This part of the conversation.
It's not a conversation, though. It's an argument. And it needs to cease and desist. We can have a conversation and disagree without anger being involved in it.
It's not anger. Like, I love these guys.
You may not, but there is definitely
anger. Kobe loves me, don't
So.
Hey, well, Wednesday or Thursday to go on that date. That's
right. And we all realize that you guys have cut it.
Just so you can go, because I love you so much. We're men, we can fight. We'll be friends afterwards. it is a job. I'm for the 3% across for everybody. But if that's what y'all want
to
do,
I just asked Marla to run the number for 2% just to see what the difference was. So we could get the deficit to slow the growth.
So you did 3.48 cents. Let's get back to facts and not opinions.
There you go.
3.48 cents. That leaves you a deficit of 229,000. So if you were to go to a 2%, you could knock 56,000 off. And guys, understand that number came in an hour's time with best help. So may not be exactly, but that's gonna be approximately.
And I have one question that Ms. Wright, is the fact, if you actually said that we did not want to be in a deficit budget again this year like we were last year, why were we gonna do the same thing last year, I mean this year we did last year? Does that make good fiscal sense?
Even if you took all raises off, you're still in a deficit budget.
As of yesterday, when we talked, we were talking about a $25,000 deficit, and then we went from there from $75,000.
That's 4 cents. Okay. He wanted it down to 3 cents.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So that's not really, that's not a good, no offense. I mean, Toby will understand when I say this. If we're going to roll the tax rate down to 3 cents, and we're going to be in a deficit budget, that doesn't make sense. We're defeating the purpose. Basically defeating what you said we needed to do, not being a deficit again this year. At least not over $100,000 or $75,000. I'm just going by what you said.
I totally agree with that. I am doing as I was asked to do.
Right, and that's why I'm having the conversation. I'm speaking about this stuff that Toby can hear what I'm saying. Is that that was one of the conversations that we didn't need to be in the deficit spending again.
Yes.
Well, I just feel bad that I was walking up for lunch and the girl said, y'all get us a pay raise? I said, that's not even on the table. Y'all getting 30%. I'm going to walk up here. I said, boy, I look like an idiot. I said, every time I say something,
but if you do 3.48% at 229 and you save $56,000, that leaves you at what, 160? 170? And so, if you were to do 3.48 cents, you're gonna have to cut elsewhere. That's the bottom line.
Is that with or without the dispatcher?
That's without. At 3.78 cents, you're at $160,000, so if you took 56 off that, you would be at about 104. So you're still gonna have to cut. Yes, Judge.
Well, I'm trying to think.
What I was thinking, I'm going to have to agree with Russell. I've had a person come in that I've talked about in here that's going to go to work here. Like, they're not going to come here because of what we pay. They left, they're going to make $66,000. I've been around $68,000 working a 190-day a year contract. Had another one that came in the other day. She came up here today to do her paperwork. She found out she has to pay $400 a month insurance, and she can't take that much of a pay cut, so she's back over talking to the chief and where she came from. I told her that we probably going to be getting a 3% raise, that kind of helped things, but 2% would make a difference. I'd have to call them back and give them that much. But, and the only other thing I'll say is for years, I've come to this commissioner's school for a long time. It's all been changed out. But the reason we did such a big raise on all the elected officials to get them covered by is because we kept giving them, the employees kept getting raises, and the commissioners thought they were doing the right thing by not giving the elected officials one. We had to play catch up. And then what happens is year after year after year, well, we don't want to do it to them. Elected officials will give the employees, and the next thing you know, we'll be back in the same boat. So I don't know. Y'all decision, but I'm just letting you know what other previous conversations were.
Well, here's what I, either we all get it or we don't get it. 3% or 0.
Well, this obviously without it, it's going to be hard on specializing departments. But it's, I mean, if y'all want to sign your name to the dotted line, so I just tell you what I was thinking and what I've been past experience. Not working one way or the other, it's telling you what is happening to me.
I talked with the Delta County Judge, he called. I still stupid to answer his questions. So I always said, why did you call? I called my wife. He said, I'm going to think something to the courthouse. And if they had to do something, he's going to go from 50 to 54.
He's going to voter approval rate.
Voter approval rate. And I'm going, man, whew. And they don't get the 20% off the top like we do.
I did a 3% raise because I think that was a fair, raise, middle of the ground. I'm sorry, I just do. and I understand completely what Toby's asking me to do. I have no problem doing it. Not at all. And I do realize that it is some savings, but I do believe that everybody in here and every employee, official, whether they be appointed or elected, deserves a raise. But we fight a lot of heat, guys. You know, y'all fight a different kind of heat, but we all fight heat as well.
So what you had, this paper, all this, all you gave us yesterday, is it 4.3?
Yes.
Why can't we stay at 4.3 and do away with that?
If you don't do anything else, I could probably lower 4.3 and make it about 4.15, if that makes you feel better.
Because this is $23,000 yesterday.
Yes, we're in the hole about $23,000 with 4.3. I could probably lower it. For a chance of a penny.
I just don't want to be a guest somebody like that.
I know, and I totally agree with you, but we're $23,000 right now. And that's not a lot.
Because, you know, we got some revenue coming.
Interest check.
You don't have any air conditioner down there, so what's this courthouse system cost?
That's exactly right. We'll find out tomorrow.
Well, I mean,
we know
the baby's been a half million work in the central area.
Do what?
I'll be right back.
And that ain't the only thing. That ain't probably like $85,000.
That's all stuff today.
That's just today. Yeah, man, that tore up the floor, so now we didn't talk about the floor, it's a bolt again up there.
And multiple.
That's stuff you can't but I mean, that's
oh, yeah.
You can't budget for another nature, or air conditioning.
One thing I'd like to bring to y'all's attention, I'm sure y'all probably get this just as much as I do or Melissa does, but when you have a really informed taxpayer, and they look at the appraisal rolls for, say, the previous 5 years and the net taxable value, one question that you may get that I get really frequently is, in 2021, the county's net taxable value was about $1.3 billion. Now it's $2.6 billion, give or take. Mm-hmm. I did the math last week, and it's not 100% change, but it's a 94% increase in net taxable value from 2021 to 2026, so looking at the last 5 years, which is a tremendous increase in the net taxable value. So one question I get a lot is, you know, we've had that much increase in value, why haven't we seen that type of decrease in the tax rate? Everything else, yes, you're exactly correct, everything else has gone up more than double as far as expenses go, but taxpayers have a real hard time seeing that. So I don't know how to make sure they're informed, which they should be, looking at their everyday expenses. I mean, I think if, you know, like my personal finances, mine is more than double. But when taxpayers are looking at that, they're not thinking logically, but they're saying, well, this is this. They're looking at numbers and not thinking how that actually applies to the expenses and the taxes that they're levying. So I think you're seeing that a lot with the legislatures right now. That's what property owners, taxpayers are taking to the state and to the legislatures, mm-hmm. and they're saying, talk about slowing the growth. That's what they're looking at.
So every time we get an insurance invoice, health of vehicle is going up 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
No, every year
$200 on insurance.
And for every year we've had to cover that, plus we've done except.
Yeah.
I mean, every year we've increased our budget size, and out of one out of in 23 we raised taxes. In 24 we did a new revenue rate. Last year we substantially increased taxes, and this year we're planning on doing it again. So I'm like, and let's say the budget grows, because like I say, you got the non-discretionary stuff can't have control. Yeah. So at some point in time, that's the only reason I make the argument I'm saying is, where do we ever? Do we count to be slow and stop? Even to that point that we're talking about inflation, I know gas is expensive. We all know exactly why gas is expensive too. It just started back in February. And hopefully that's gonna be something that's gonna get eventually that situation, obviously, who knows? But I mean, we're not at the same exact place we were four years ago though either. So.
I think that year we didn't know that hurt some. I think here we didn't do anything that hurt us, though. Budget staff, I'm gonna catch you 4, 5, 6 years down the road. A couple of times it's been done.
And another reason we've had to raise taxes, go up some, and I will say, let me back up.
The thing is, that year, we did the same thing, we gave the same pay rate to the board, we did the same thing.
When I took over, it was driving 60 cents. So when you're talking about the valuation, yes, we have come down, we're 34 from 60 in 10 plus years.
Yep.
Totally.
But that's the other way to look at it, is not only that, is yes, your tax rate's come down since then, but with that much value change, you've had that much growth. So you doubled the growth, so what's your budget gonna do when you have doubled the growth? So I mean, you're not pacing, you're being fiscally responsible if you're staying slightly below the growth pursuit. I don't know more than that directly, but. But you guys are the ones that are gonna have to deal with it. Those things go down in the newspaper or against you.
Well, that's the thing.
No tax increase, regardless if it's a 1 cent increase, anything other than the noted revenue rate.
Well, and that's, and I'm fresh off of, I'm the one person that I think that's here that this last primary season had to go out and campaign for 3 months. And so I'm knocking on all the doors and people talk to me. That's nobody, I understand. Nobody, maybe nobody else does. That's what I dealt with. So it's a real deal. People ask those questions. And I ask those questions. You know, stuff has went up. Yeah, your insurance goes up, this goes up. And then talk about what we did over here, what we did over here. Talk about giving employees raises. Still, people want to know about their taxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I deal with it every day. And one thing that I do is it's my office. I've never levied a tax. For some reason, property owners think that my office equals taxes, and it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I always have posted in my lobby and in my offices is the tax rate lectures that shows what the tax rates were last year, what the low tax rate is, what the adopted tax rate is. Mm-hmm. So when they ask about why my taxes went up or my taxes changed, it's the local elected official that can really adopt those rates and levy the tax.
You.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I would have given Tops out at 2,000, right?
Yeah. You can look at it. I'm sitting there, and there's so many ways you can do this. I'm confused myself. A cent will bring in about 235,000. So a half a cent will bring in 17,000. So if you lower it at a half a cent, you're going to have about 100,000 worth of revenue. If you lower it a quarter of a cent, you're going to have about, what, $50,000 less revenue? It's the easiest way.
We all ever know what you want. I'm all in, what you want. I can't vote you out. I just don't have a veto power in Texas, like the governor and the president does. No, I really, truly, you know, I want what's best for it. I write a big old check to Don Wilson. I wrote you a bunch of checks this year. Thank you. And Russell has a lot. But I still have to pay a bunch. And it hurts, you know. And we're going to spend what we make.
I mean, I catch it too. My office will, but it's just part of the job. I chose that position. My office is disliked.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah. They think that y'all are the one, you and Russell, y'all
paired up with
everybody. People have no idea how Kevin Burns works. They have no idea.
I mean, the school rate's going down, so that'll help a little bit, but the water district's going up.
Come on, Paige. $2,000 and go up and down, it's kind of like 44 cents.
I know. I had to eat.
I got my calculator. I said, oh my God, I can't afford this.
I Why did you tell me?
That's going to kill me.
What budget she presented?
They what?
What budget she presented?
I was there once she presented.
I mean.
No, really, truly, you know, I could present a budget, make a budget, yeah. I'm not going to do that.
Let's do that.
Well, that's going to come from her, because I.
Well, the problem with that is if we don't present, if I don't present one that y'all are going to agree to, then we go back to the drawing board.
It's kind of like another kind of just, I'm going to look through January 1st, and we're going to be a budget, we'll threaten for a good time.
I have enough drawing boards right now.
Just tell.
Because that can keep them all straight.
I know, I can't think fast enough at this point. But a penny will bring in about $235,000. So anytime you lower it, whatever percentage you lower it by, then that's the less revenue you're going to bring in.
The bottom line is the commissioner's court is hopeful. I think it's something we need to figure out right now today before we come into Monday and just live with it, whatever. If we cut pay, if we give pay, whatever. But y'all, you know, and there's not, I'm not trying to be mean to anybody, but it's just, you know, I got my opinion, you got your opinion, he got his opinion, whatever. Joey has an opinion.
If you are to cut prices, you could do the 3.78 cents.
You do what?
And you'd have about $20,000 in what? You'd be about $20,000 in the hole, which you might not have any employees.
I would think 30% raises on employee stays.
Do what now?
I would say 3% raises on employee stay.
Are you understanding? You say employees, the elected officials are employees too.
No, that's not even there. I mean, how they're related to you right here. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Going into this budget season, that was my thought that we might have to forgo raises for everybody because, you know, that was last year, we're trying to make up for different things. And so, you know, of course, all the stuff we're talking about, we're going to lose money. And some of the stuff that Russell talked to us about. So there was part of my mindset we're coming in that we're going to probably not give raises to anybody. And then we had some of the conversation we had in here about it. People, even other elected officials, seemed like they were okay with it. Well, it's going to be an easier battle than what we would have. Well, now.
Now, we're not all elected officials, Smith. That's not true. Don't say all elected officials.
As I was saying, there were elected officials that did not have an issue with it. I'm not saying everyone. I correct my wording. But what I'm saying is I thought it was going to be an easier road that we might this year not be able to give raises because we're going to be a financial bind after last year. That being said, we come up with a wish list and we all went through the wish list stuff and it's exactly what it is. And then we start cutting things one thing or another, then things reappear and so forth. Well, I was like, I'm all, we have, I did the same thing blaming or getting on the judge call. I said cut. It's not cutting anything. It's just not allowing it to grow. You know, it's just not allowing stuff to grow to a certain extent. So we can stay under a certain level on raising the taxes and stay, you know, not have deficit spending, a deficit budget, which to me, that just makes good fiscal sense responsibility for us based upon everything I've been told. So, but the thought right here is for our employees, which are the ones that, and believe me folks, everybody here at the Ben Mayor says I know everything that we got. Oh, you know, we're the ones that get the phone call, believe me, I get them too. And Brooke said a while ago, I know all that when I took the job, so I know that's part of my job. I have to face the heat with all these people whenever they call. So be it, but our employees are the ones that deliver the services, the very few services the county provides. So I say we take care of them first. That's one of my thoughts. And I can't disagree with what Marlon said, the 3% is probably your good baseline. I think that's what most people, you know, in corporate America probably do.
I do have one thing to say to what you just said.
What's that?
It's not just our employees that provide the services.
I'm aware.
All of you gentlemen get out there and do road work. Every elected official sitting in here does day-to-day regular work in the office or the sheriff's office or whatever. We all work.
I don't disagree with that, Brooke. What I'm just saying is that over 4 years,
we have had substantial increases that next year, we pick it back up again. I'm just trying to find something.
But just don't say that it's only the employees that provide services, because that's far from the truth for any, most any elected official that I could. Everybody works. We've had some in the past that didn't, but pretty much now everybody that we have is.
Well, and I get that.
Involved in the day-to-day and doing the work right alongside their employees.
But exactly, but part of leadership is that I point toward my men and say, those are the guys that are out front every day on the road, like when I'm in here doing this. They do it more than what I do. And not mention.
Yes, but you have other obligations as well.
And then
this is all benefiting.
It goes back to the same point that I made before about why our increase has been over 4 years. I mean, I can't, I'm not gonna be able, you're not gonna listen, you won't. We'll disagree on that.
That's fine.
But that's my position.
I just didn't want to say.
What if you didn't give your employees a raise this year?
Huh?
What if you didn't give your employees a raise this year?
That's, I plan on giving my employees a raise.
Exactly. That's my point right there. You want to go back and say, oh, I'm gonna give y'all 3% raise, but we're not giving the elected officials.
I am for per se, I'm not gonna argue with you either, but the fact that my employees are, since we've had this conversation for the last few months, are at expectation they're not getting a raise this year. You make a phone call. You don't even know.
You don't know either.
I will say this. I know that for, like I said, the 5 years, I know Sue Ann, but Melissa's already making what Sue Ann's making.
What?
Sue Ann's going.
Yeah. And it was only like a $200 difference, seriously.
Yeah. We did that for 5 years saying elected officials are different. No,
that's not what we're doing. That's not what we're doing. We have not done that. That's the only thing I'm saying. We have not done that.
But to sit there and say,
say what?
That's going to be funny.
I mean, poke a hole in everything I said. I mean, we're about 35%.
Can we look at the whole, can we just go back and look at the whole picture real quick? I mean, just forget about the 3% for now.
Thank you.
Just look at the whole picture. Like, what is there anything else we can absolutely do with that? It's not like the top priority. Like, because the 3% deal, the only thing I will have to say that will affect everyone, and I wish I could eliminate myself because I just got here. But a 3% would help all of Ricky's employees, correct? And it'll help everybody, and maybe that may not be the right way to go. But what about, is there anything else? No offense, that certified pay, I'd really give you guys 3%, everyone 3%, versus those 22 employees that are getting certified pay. I know it's important to you, but if we're gonna cut something,
you don't understand how it works. That's all the while I say that you don't understand how that works.
But if they don't get 3%, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to look at it in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah, aren't those guys getting
75%? Well, that certified pay does is gives me a little bit more ability to pull somebody in here.
I understand.
I don't have to send them to the police academy. If I send them to the police academy and then they leave me, I might as well pay $3,000 certificate pay. Because I'm wasting the money on vests, all the training and everything that I have to provide. Right, so that's the rough certified pay comes in.
All right, and a lot of those guys get like 60,000. 3% is $1,800. I mean, I really get $1,800 and $1,100. Is that correct? Am I flipping that right? Am I doing that math correctly? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm just trying to say, okay, let's make it fair for everyone. All right, you know, if they're going to eliminate 3% for y'all and give y'all certified pay, like, that would be a problem for others.
Well, it's almost like they cheat. But I can't remember when we first started. We had 550,000.
No. When he said when we first started, I'm like, which time?
I said we had $550 to figure out from our wish list. We had like 550,000 to figure out both sets of tax rates. Do you remember?
No.
We got four actors.
Because that's what I want to go back to, then we just.
I think it was
4.37
or
about 4.7. We had three candidates.
Yeah, I know what.
And we threw those away, but that was a real.
It's
going to
be
quiet.
It'll be quiet. Maybe a little bit more.
I don't know.
But even, I mean,
fire to all. I mean, you can go back down this list right here and you can cut on the fire department.
I mean, with 4 cents.
Let's go down the whole. We're not going to do the retiree insurance.
This is what is funded.
The library won't get a full-time employee. I mean, there you go, there's not much funding left.
That's gone.
4.37.
I'm totally fired, Joanne, gone.
That's where you pay.
I will tell you the honest truth.
No.
We walked out, I don't think.
He did, that's on which, he was 4.7.
Do y'all rubber bands, do y'all get paid for it if you have a CDL?
And it's still in a 23.
Do what? Do your rubber bands get paid more if they have a CDL?
No.
They don't?
No. Or sitting there in a piece of equipment, this $300,000 piece of equipment that I can get them certified on, because there are schools out there that you could. But no, they do not get any certification whatsoever on nothing.
And the only reason I brought that up is just, I was just trying to think how we get 3% versus for everyone versus, I don't know, I was just trying to think, what is it, what can be done?
They don't talk to me either, and I don't talk to you.
And y'all still getting, you know, y'all still getting bonus, but it's.
And the other thing that's keeping me, the person I'm talking to now, I come here is the increase in survey.
Yeah, but you're talking about only going to go from 3%.
I'm trying, we're so far behind on salaries. I'll put that out there.
Do you know what a construction worker, just a normal one that can run equipment, but they get paid?
I don't have a clue, I don't do that.
They probably start off about $30 to $40 an hour.
$35? Ricky just said a while ago, what is our comp?
I wish my guys was making that.
What are our comps? You're talking about, we're so far behind everybody, what, go ahead and let the court know, who are all the comps we're making those? We're basing it on, who are we ahead of and who are we behind?
Well, we're ahead of Red River County, Delta County, I think, but all the counties, Hopkins County, Titus County, Wood County, Hunt County, Greenville PD, Surf Springs PD.
And I will have, I've had this argument with you too, we're going to get everybody just a PO today, well, I ask you, and we know good and well that we cannot compete with the Hopkins County.
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that? They're a bigger.
Percentage wise, the number of officers we have and what they have, I don't agree with that. That's been an easy out for folks to say that, well, we don't have the same numbers they do, we're not the same size, and we're not, we're percentage wise or proportionally wise, we're the same with the number of officers versus the size of county we are.
I mean, what if they get a lot of money and we do it?
They do, we got less officers too than you have to pay the taxes.
You got to look at their tax rate or something.
Proportionally wise, tax rate and stuff, we're all the same. You know, that's what I'm saying.
We're trying to compete with Hopkins County, that's, we're going to lose that because they got more resources than we do. I mean, the thing about Kent, how are we with Kent County? How we break with Kent?
Chris has been here, Chris has done most of that for me, I don't know.
You want to sing Tom Jones now, Judge? I think you ought to sing Tom Jones.
No, please, no.
Yeah.
What sweet spirit we had when we started this thing.
It's a sweet, we don't need to get church.
We need the song you had yesterday.
I will survive.
I will survive.
And we will survive.
And we will survive.
We always do, you give it.
And we'll also get each other when it's over with.
I like this.
I don't mind, we got to keep the anger out.
No, that's part of the fun.
No, it's not.
That's the difference between women and men. My male dog, my wife can understand why that dog loves me because I fight with him.
I don't think all the men in here would agree with you.
Do what?
I don't think all the men in here would agree with us, hey.
We would.
Head to head.
We're going to go with that.
I'm the same way.
Oh my gosh, yes. I've got into it all of them.
I still love you.
I know you.
This law, sir, at some point in time, the treasurer will love me again.
No, never, probably not. No, that's takes over.
Everybody thinks me and Marla get along. Me and Marla screamed at each other. No, she screamed at me, and I'm just sitting crying. Like,
she's so mean.
And I will say, she's come in my office several times, numerous times, and just, I need to apologize to you. And she does.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I've never had a woman come in here and say that.
No, right.
Most of them say I want a divorce.
She never has
any regrets. I didn't know I did.
Like, I've never been apologizing, but it's never heard that.
I'm never wrong.
But y'all, hey, we need seriously. Tell her what you want. I'm not going to argue about it. Whatever y'all, because it's going to be the majority anyway. So if you're going to be a majority, let's all get together and just do it. Whatever it is, hurt feelings or not, whatever. Let's do something today. We've got to vote on that tax rate money. We don't have to, but we need to. We got a religion.
We definitely need to next week sometime. So if you don't vote on it Monday, you've got to be ready to vote on it Wednesday or whenever we have another meeting. I keep losing track of that 3-day thing.
And kind of what I'm hearing, everybody in here's got a different
opinion.
You had yours and you said 3%, not the electors. What was yours?
3% across.
3% across. 2% across.
Well, I mean, that's what I got to refer to.
That's okay.
I mean, it depends on how you're going to go.
Well, really true. What you say is I could be a tiebreaker, basically. Because if you agree with one of these, I'm going to agree with three. I mean, I'm going to agree with the majority. And we'll just go from there.
I mean, I eliminate myself because I just got here. I get more money than I ever got in my life.
Baptism by fire.
But it would not be fair to all the employees if we didn't give everyone 3%.
Okay.
And I wish I could eliminate myself from that. You know what I mean? Like, sure. But it's not fair for some to get it and some others not to get it. But then you got to pull from somewhere else. You got to not give somebody something else that they're wanting. If everyone gets 3%, that's everyone. Does that make sense?
Yes. That's fine. That's where I stand.
Anyone, but where we cut something else that doesn't affect everyone, you know?
Yeah, okay. So right now we've got two basically for everybody across the board, correct?
Does going forward,
okay.
So that's based on our pennies for next year? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now we're
doing law enforcement and everyone.
Yes, that's right.
But next year we get.
We'll
be over because we'll be at
zeros. Okay. So we got the 3% out of the way. So let's go to the next thing. What's the next big topic? This is kind of.
They have a list.
Is there anything else y'all want to cut?
Or not dues.
Or not dues? Or, yeah, not cuts. Excuse me. That's a bad
word. Maybe I need to make a copy of this because this was from yesterday and I never made a copy of it. This is what is at 4.37 cents, what we funded and what we have not funded as yet. And so y'all can cut from there or add to.
We got a copy of that yesterday, right?
I don't think you have a copy of mine.
Yes. The yellow
side is just handwritten stuff.
Then this is my handwriting.
Will you make me a copy?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We got the budget work. You just not heard scratching it.
How's Kenny Wong boy? It don't matter. It's where you reside. That's what it is. You get adjective, man. You probably don't
know. Well, then,
adjective. My bad, isn't it? I bet you get adjective. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
But anyways, I'm just curious about the pause thing. Did they end up getting any money or not? Because I know that if they don't get any money, the first thing they're going to say is, well, we're not taking any animals from the county.
We're not cutting.
They're still getting the same amount they've been getting. They're just not getting the additional that they
have. How much is that? Is that 40?
50 is what they...
60.
Okay, I just curious where it all shook out. I know it's...
Yeah, we're still contributing the original, just not giving them the extra 40 to that.
And I said,
Yeah, we went. After all the talk this morning,
That's true. I mean, I'm not, it just really don't.
My revised reply is, I can't help but Franklin County will show up in here for the.
And that's just the pipeline of the draft you got yesterday. With the rocks.
This small rock.
I know, it's rough, but when we copy it, it's when it goes crazy.
No, we got one for you.
And that's based on 4.376. And you still have a deficit of 23, I think?
25.
Turn it off.
So this budget, we're down 23. The balance is, in my opinion, would next cut would be the 35 pay. That would put it on the balance. There. It's in there?
It's in there.
Okay. So we got to cut it. We got to find
something else. Yeah, raises.
But if we did cut that, it would take it down to even.
Yes. You'd actually have a little bit to spend. About $1,000.
But that puts us out of balance.
I can spend it on counseling.
Or wine.
Yeah. Do what?
Or wine.
That's a lot of wine.
Can we not? I know. I still want to keep my mouth shut today.
No, you got to think about that.
I heard that from a few.
I mean, I was trying to find a happy medium for everybody, but like if you took the fire down a little and then you done like a $500 certificate pay instead of $1,100, I mean, I just don't know if there's some kind of happy medium in all of that wash. Does that make sense? Because the fire department's getting, they've got a huge, I mean, I know they've had a great speech, had a great thing. they've had a big investment this last year that, I mean, for the fire to drop.
And I'll be happy to cut it. That'll bring you all the
way. I mean, I'm just trying to make it good for the law enforcement and the fire. I mean, I want it good for everybody. Well, I want everybody to have a little slice of this pie.
What's it? We said the fire's funded. Is it funded 20,000 or 38?
20.
But we did cut them down.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. I had it over here, but I wasn't
sure. That's what I had down on my 20.
when they go from 38 to 20.
Yeah, well, you know, a fan is only, what, fan is their biggest thing. It's almost, and that's, what, 5,000, I don't know.
Does anyone know what the fire department's actual full budget is?
Sorry?
Does anyone know what the fire department's full actual budget is?
Are you talking about between us and the city?
Just all together, yes.
It's split two ways, $450,000, so the $900,000.
$900,000, water.
Water, do I got lots of it?
Are you gonna bring me one there, but I need you to go ahead and have your, something in it.
Clear.
It's your counselor in the meeting. I don't know, but I'm gonna buy his lunch.
Oh, yeah, I mean, such a.
That puts that about.
I mean, if you've got a lot of stuff, it's $11,000.
He probably wouldn't have.
I'm seeing.
And then my husband gonna be involved.
I agree, we just step. Go back and forth, back and forth. And we're pretty good yesterday, we also started visiting case territory.
It's awfully quiet.
What do y'all think of that end? We need to turn our tables facing each other. Really talk to each other.
Well, they used to.
Used to be that way.
Used to.
So I feel like we're.
Used to be what?
Used to be two facing each other, two sets of heads.
Well, we just gotta figure out if we're gonna go with this one or if we're gonna start cutting more.
Thank you.
So if we go with this one, we just got, are we gonna keep it negative 23 or we gonna find something to tear out of it to make it balance?
I think 23 would be fine. But if you wanna cut it much lower than that.
$4.3%.
Come up and start.
Try to get the numbers as you go.
This would be a 4.3.
4.37.
And that's a lot more than we do.
On a $250,000 home, if you were to do 4.37, it's $109. On a $350,000 home, it's $153,000.
Now you do.
Now we can all have that. I'm a little frustrated. $153, $500K, $219, and understand, guys, these are not exact, but they're gonna be little ballpark. $750, $328, $850, $372. I'm on the low end of 250. Yeah, and yours probably come up, so mine's gonna be about $100. That's if nobody else goes up.
The city's one.
But I always think it's a win if I stay here, I stay 250.
I mean, like, I'm talking just.
Letting this take rate.
No, but just a little. The school's probably gonna be our biggest. Well, oh, yeah.
We get that bid in the next year, we'll all be happy Christmas.
Oh my gosh. 3% will just be a.
Yeah.
I had to stop myself.
You might have to take all that lithium money and make it for the taxes once they cut.
Hey, it's kind of like what the judge for Cass County said. We'll make a deal. Once they pay their taxes, we'll pay every county tax back to everybody. And zero. Still have money left over. He's right. We'll see. About 12, 13, 12, 14 million income. So they say.
My fish will say that. I learned back a long time ago, you don't make them so you don't want.
That's right.
If it's too good to be true, it's normally not true.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right. I've heard a lot of things coming from this town. I didn't see one thing.
Maybe
you're up here.
Except Toby's solar company up there.
Took them a little bit to get here.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what we do? What we do? Y'all decide why we pay the water and the stairs.
I guess the first thing you need to decide on is 4.3 cents acceptable. If it's not, then we need to work our way backwards. So where it is. And then with that's going to come cuts, if that's what you want, if that's where you wish to be. Now, those are the bottom lines. Well, not cuts, but not additions. If I'm going to be somewhere close to there, I might can lower it a little bit. But it's based on what we funded so far, it's not going to be a whole lot. I mean, I can lower 50,000 where I'm getting 50,000 in the hole, so to speak, a deficit. That'll lower the regular.
And everything we talked about, that looks about as well from what I've seen. Toby, that kind of looks a bit. Out of everything we talked about and kind of hearing about what it would be, it seemed like that's probably the overall best thing. I mean, if we're, if it still puts us down at that. A very small deficit. It's got growth in it. It's got a little bit of something for everybody. Not got everything for everybody. It's got a little something for everybody. If I
don't give my spring.
Am I saying that right, Marlo? That's kind of
rough.
I was just talking to get all that spring. We'll just talk about
it. I'm just teasing.
I need my coffee machine where they cheated.
I'm trying to lighten the load and move the mood just out here.
It's okay.
It's for me.
That one,
I just don't understand.
What are you doing, Toby?
What?
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, I didn't kind of get it with mine, but if 4.3 is what it's going to take, then I guess that's what it's going to kind of take. I mean,
what do you want to see?
I would like to see it under four.
Right.
But I don't know that we can, I mean, it's going to be tough.
Tough to do. I can get it close to four, but I don't think I can do that.
Now here's the deal. I know Marla well enough. She'll probably got to do that. Ricky stuff. I said, she come up. Ricky's fan again. Not everything, but she got close. She didn't get closer.
I did get closer.
I think everybody's stressed out with that. I don't know. I probably am not.
Like I said, I'm not.
I'm arguing with that.
I mean, we all
know. You got to give and take.
Say that one more time.
No.
Well. I'm just thinking of my house.
I know.
Last year we said, you know, everybody knew the fire department was the big thing. And nobody, I don't know any officer really asked for much of anything last year. Just really knew that when there had to be sacrifices made, and, you know. But then you turn around and you try to not to raise it again like you did last time. And, you know, I see y'all side of it too. So it's just giving back and forth.
It's hard. It really is. And y'all, I want to make everybody happy. I do.
I like it.
Well, that's to me, and I talked to Martin earlier, I said, you know, everybody walks to that door. We need this. It's like, oh, yeah, let's find a way to do it. You know, I mean.
And we work hard.
And
we work hard. And
then when we get to this, we got to go, oh, we got to cut them. I mean, you can't give everything all the time, and I mean.
Well, that's why they call it a wish list.
And that's right.
Santa Claus.
We should have home.
So maybe when lithium comes, I can play Santa Claus.
See which one you get first.
So.
I'll get it as low as I can.
I will. I know everybody's kind of got their wishes and wants.
And if you want me to, I can lower the fire department $10,000, and then that'll give us a little playroom there, and then I'll lower the rate. I'll do the best I can.
And I know you will. I know you will.
I'm probably get it close enough for
her. She's pretty manageable.
That's my question.
98%. And we come from the clubs.
Yeah.
I mean, we're actually the more you know.
That interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'll have it ready for you guys to approve on Monday. The proposed rate. And then we'll have to put it in the newspaper. I'll have to put the salaries in the newspaper, all of those things. And then each elected official will get a copy of the budget so they can say, either come argue with you again or not. But once we do that, and we have 10 days passed, then we'll pass the budget and the tax rate on the 24th?
25th.
25th.
But I have to put that in the area of the newspaper.
Yes, because the public hearing will do that day for you.
Jill, how much do you want?
And I want you to know that I know Timber's got a little flair, but I do appreciate you guys and your involvement and your questions and how engaged you were this year. And I might not have always agreed with some of what you said, but I appreciate the differences of opinion. And I also appreciate all y'all do.
Well, and on top of that, I know y'all thought I was joking up there. There's that judge in leading from Baylor right about two things. They're commissioner, no, three things. They're commissioner, they're auditor, or sheriff. And I said, I'm going to tell you something. We got a group of guys here that I've known all their lives just about. And I said, well, yeah, I've known you for about 20 years. And I had that. So, you know, for it. And I watched some of y'all grow up. And
yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, you know, I got the best group of guys, you know, not saying anything bad about her dad or anything, but really, truly, y'all are kind of on my same wavelength. And I do appreciate, and I've told them all this several times, you know, I want somebody that's going to sit here and argue with me and go over stuff. And it's not a mean thing. It's okay to argue. It's just, but when we walk out of here,
this has been the most discussion I've ever seen.
Yes, me as well.
Yes.
This is all your life.
I mean, actually, this is about the fifth meeting we've had in about a month. Maybe 56 meetings, and every one of them, that's what I'm going to say, it's been some of the best meetings.
I feel like I've been up here more than I've been at home here lately.
Oh, no, we don't.
God. We didn't hear you this time.
You don't really know what I'm saying.
But, you know, I love it. I'm closer to Ricky, and y'all probably land on siblings and everything. And Marla knows how to brag on her, as I did this morning. And Kent Cooper wants to hire her away from us and offer her $10,000 more to come over.
It ain't up to him. Look, she's in popularity today.
Well, she's just, yeah, she is. So.
Motion to adjourn.
There you go.
Super. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank y'all.
Okay, well, I'll see you. You're a poor mess.
Woo! Hi. You gave yours. Russell, you gave yours.
I was.